from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. Local news and more on Moose 93.1.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. Parents and teachers are worried about a move back to a semester system for our region's English public high schools. That means four classes a day instead of the two classes they've been attending under the pandemic quadmester system. DSB1 Director Leslie Dye says health experts assure her that the health protection measures already in place will be just as effective.
We still want students to not be grouping together and to be limiting their contact. But based on the health experts that I have been working with, they are comfortable with the idea of a four-period day.
Dye also encourages self-monitoring and staying home if you're having symptoms. The semester system returns Monday, January 31st. The debate on how and why Public Health Canada has been using location tracking data rages on in Ottawa. Earlier this week, it was revealed that the agency has been buying the data to see if public health restrictions such as lockdowns have been working. It prompted an emergency Commons Committee meeting, and the Privacy Commissioner is investigating. But opposition MPs continue to push for more assurances that Canadians' privacy is protected, and they're demanding the practice be suspended. Public Health says the information is de-identified, meaning personal information is stripped from the data and isn't used to track individual movement. The debate is set to resume Monday. Pending Health Canada approval, Timmins could have a supervised drug consumption site sometime in February. It will be, temporarily at least, in the former Living Space building across Cedar Street from City Hall, operated by the District Hospital. Manager of Addictions Pat Novak emphasizes that while this is a good development, it won't solve the opioid crisis.
This is a small part in a wider drug strategy that has to incorporate things like treatment, prevention, in addition to having the harm reduction services augmented.
Part of the Health Canada approval will be a criminal code exemption for the site so that drug users can't be charged for possession while they're there. Three children have died in a house fire in northwestern Ontario. The chief of the Sandy Lake First Nation says the blaze broke out at around 11:30 last night. The children range in age from 5 to 9 years old. Their mother and three other children were able to escape. And finally this afternoon, for an hour on Sunday morning between 10 and 11, you won't be able to use the highway between South Porcupine and Schumacher. It'll be closed while Hydro One relocates some overhead wires. Police will be at Bruce Avenue and Father Costello Drive directing traffic onto a detour. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.